So maybe you want to be an incubator for more ministers. Maybe you want to be the person who finds people who are called in the ministry and you get them together to study. They can study at Christian Leaders Institute. Mm-hmm. You can hold them accountable. You can hold yourself accountable. But it's not just starting a ministry, not planting a church. Maybe you're called to plant 10 credentialed ministers who will do soul centers. 100 credentialed ministers who will do soul centers, and some of them will be churches and ministries and everything. And there are people out there like that. And they are, I kid you not, I have seen these people. They are connectors. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a connector. Mm-hmm. They know people. They are aware of people's spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're an elder in a church and you see 3 people in your church and you say, you know what? I could do a Bible study to the same old people I've been meeting with for 20 years, and I could do that. Or I could say, you know what, George, you take the Bible study. Instead, I'm going to start a Bible study, so to speak, for called young people, and I'm going to help them get trained. I'm going to help them get their credential. I am going to start a mentor center.
A mentor center, a soul center, helps raise up more Christian leaders in their community. Credential CLA ministers can open a mentor center and register as a mentor center, soul center.
Mentor center, soul center. I mean, I just love, I've been like the kids, you know. Now, Acts 19 verse 9 is so interesting because some of them became obstinate. This is the Apostle Paul who would train people in the synagogue, which the synagogue was a training place for Jewish people. And he, at first, was allowed to have a lot more open access to synagogues. They refused to believe and publicly malign the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples, so he had a mentor center with him, and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus, which, by the way, I believe they have found the ruin, so it's still actually there. And that, in some ways, that's my heart. I mean, I started this ministry, but in a lot of ways, I have been part of mentoring people my entire ministry, because every time you mentor a minister and get them out there, you just another seed for the gospel, and who knows where that can go.
You know, I've been involved in mentoring most of my adult life. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we have at our church is a food pantry, and that food pantry we use the Navy cadets from the high school.
Okay.
And it just so happens, this was a gap. It was just last year, this young man came up to me and said, "Dr. Hunt, do you remember me?" And I didn't remember him because 7 years ago, he was in fourth grade, and he was this tall. He was one of my mentees in the elementary school.
Right. Wow.
And and I didn't realize, I just love mentoring because I wanted young people, I wanted others to grow up and to learn more, that they would be, I wanted folks to be successful.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
And what I realized as a mentor is what I really wanted was to leave a legacy.
Yes.
Leave a legacy. Yes. Leave the world better than how I found it, and let folks know about Christ. And when that young man came to me, and I saw him, and he was an outstanding young man. He was standing up straight and tall, and he was asking his mom, he said, "We got to go to Pastor Hunt's church." You know, being a mentor is a wonderful thing, and it's not so much that it encourages you, but it builds up the body of Christ.
It does.
It builds character.
Yeah.
And just think about a legion of Christian mentor soul
armies.
Oh man, just think about, you know, we look at society now. Oh man, it would just really just, I won't say wreak havoc, but it would change the world as we know it.
Right.
Yeah. What I like about this soul center category is that it's not just, you know, you can mentor in a lot of ways, and in a lot of areas. You know, I think about you know, I think most of us who are ministry-minded will go right to discipleship, right? We'll go right to, I can mentor somebody in their studies at CLI or CLC. But what about a prayer mentor center?
Right.
What about
teaching how to pray? You've been
teaching
taught
how to pray. Right. Yeah. And the Bible says, talks about older women teaching younger women.
Right.
Older men teaching younger men.
Yes.
What about a young men's mentor center?
Yes.
Or a young women's mentor center?
Mm-hmm.
What about mentoring a hospitality mentor center?
Right.
What's your gift?
Yeah.
What is your area of gifting? And then what does a mentor center in that area look
teaching
like?
Teaching others right. to share hospitality.
Yeah.
Pastor
yeah.
Brian, that would involve, you know, you have a gift, you have a calling, and wanting to share that gift
yeah.
so that
yeah.
the world would be blessed. In other words, one of our themes is to multiply.
Yeah.
Right.
Multiply.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
what mentors
yeah.
do. They multiply.
Yeah. And maybe you're mentoring even in an area that's not a traditional ministry area.
Mm-hmm.
But as you mentor in that area, you become a almost a fellowship soul
right.
center.
Right.
And you begin to talk about the Lord. And you witness. Maybe it's an evangelism mentor center
right.
that focuses on how to use the internet or any talent, any gift that you have.
And you know, one of the things that we did, I was in an elementary school, and we taught the kids how to play chess,
right,
so that they would make wise decisions,
right.
And it was kind of disguised into how to
walk
in order steps, make wise decisions.
Well, you know, in mentor centers, we've talked about that at around Christian Leaders Institute for years, like when you start out, get a mentor,
mm-hmm.
And then someday everyone is a mentor some way. What about a mentor center? But what we haven't done until now is had a way to register your mentor center as a religious society.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is turn the notch up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is, whether it's having a little educational mentor center for classes at CLI or whether having a topical mentor center for more hospitality. And just going back to this concept of the Hall of Tyrannus, this was a shift in Christianity where here the Apostle Paul is taking disciples. And this is arguably the first ministry training school for Christianity that we've ever noticed, this lecture hall of Tyrannus. And you might have a little micro seminary where you are, micro ministry training place. It might be a Christian hospitality training place. Who knows where this can go, but it will be registered as a religious society.
Yes. It's really a blessing, President Runge, to see how the Lord is bringing the Alliance to a place of being a blessing to the members of the Alliance. And I think this is one piece of that. You know, we've been praying about that for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us be a blessing to the members of the Alliance and show us how to do that.
Yeah, and I keep on saying, you know, we're taking it out of those places where people, some folks have some, there's some people who have been hurt inside
right.
the church, and we're
mm-hmm.
taking it out of those places to safe havens, to places where people are familiar, and maybe bring them back.
Right, right. So we're concluding these discussions now about the types of soul centers. So there's the fellowship size one,
right.
where you know, it's just start where you're bloom where you're planted.
Mm-hmm.
Then there may be something such as, you know, a wedding officiant, you know, ministry mm-hmm. or practice. And in some ways, that one could have been in other categories, but so many of you are interested in that, we put it as kind of a popular option,
mm-hmm.
you know, category. Then there's the actually do a ministry practice where, you know, maybe there's a topic that you're really growing in. You know, maybe it's a church. You know, maybe it's a ministry biz. Maybe it's a soul center that we just talked about. But whatever it is, here's a place to register with Christian Leaders Alliance as a Christian religious society. and somebody can find the name of your soul center located on this directory. Let's conclude. Why do you think that's so important? Brian, why is it so important?
I think credibility to outsiders is important. It is important in terms of your being a part of what the Lord is doing in the earth and part of an international movement of the Holy Spirit. And it aligns you with like-minded brothers and sisters who are pursuing their ministry call. And it positions you to be in a place where the Lord can direct you.
What about you? Anything to add to
that? I think what this does, it gives individuals who want to do ministry the holy boldness to step out.
Ooh, preach it, brother. So we're glad that you had an opportunity to look at all these types, find out what a religious society was. And maybe it's this time, after you've seen all these various options, just have a time of prayer. And Dr. Hunt, I'm going to ask that you close the session with prayer. And this prayer for you, that you will discern what God has in store.
Wonderful and gracious God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that you are a wonderful, awesome God. We ask that you will stir up the gifts, not just in us, but in those who will watch this video, who will come to know you, Lord God, that you're able, Lord God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ever ask or think. Oh, Lord God, stir up the gifts. Bless them, Lord God, Heavenly Father, to step out on faith, that they may glorify you, that they may bring the gospel to others. We know, Lord God, that you are able. We bless your holy name, and we thank you for this opportunity to develop soul centers, to develop new churches, develop new ways of worship, new ways of reaching others for the gospel. We thank you for it all, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. May God bless you as you take your next step in your calling and the walk and the place where God has launched you for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.